Okay, not hearing any. We'll go to the top of the list, KCYVF, with KC8SDL on standby. KC8BOA.
Good evening, Rick, and everyone on the net tonight. Hope everybody had a good week last week. Yeah, typical work week for me, nothing new. different day, same stuff. Weekend, again, busy. Worked on leaves yesterday. Today, this afternoon, doesn't look like I really did anything, but I only got one day to do work on the leaves, and that was yesterday. Did get my car fixed. My son-in-law came, got the car. We put basically a whole new suspension on it, four new strut towers, which is the shocks and springs in one, so all four corners. Wife will take it up tomorrow to get the alignment on it, get it. Son-in-law, he said, I want them to want the printout because he says, I think I got it really, really close. So he drove it back. He said they didn't feel any issues, so we'll see how close he got it. Rick, you were right. Of course, when he got into it, he found something else. They needed new sway bar end links on the rear end. So last night, about 7 o'clock, I went up to O'Reilly's, picked those up, ran them out to his house out in Burt. He put those on, and I came back home. So, of course, there's always something else that you run into. So we'll see how it works. It sits about an inch and a half, 2 inches higher now. Can really tell the height difference now because the shocks and the struts or the shocks and the springs aren't sagging as much on the vehicle, so that's good. And then got a few other things done around here. I got some stuff cleaned out of my enclosed trailer, got some stuff out of it, got some stuff into it. So it's just kind of a swap out of some things. So we're a little better shape coming up for fall. We got all the bushes trimmed. Got all the hostas and all that stuff done today, and got all the flower gardens cleaned up, except for my wife noticed the back garden. I still hadn't got to the hostas, so that'll be next weekend. We'll get to that. So one good point, I got Friday off, so I can get some things done before holiday in the heart of the city. So back to you, Rick, KC8YVF. I got an announcement for Thursday coming up in the 73 round.
Very good, Ron. Very good. Next, we'll go to KC8SDL, Rob, with KE8PCQ on standby. Pick it up, Rob, KCBOA.
Hello there, brother. Good evening, everybody on the net there, all my good friends on the Ferrara net and club. And to Miss Minnie. Good evening, Miss Minnie. Hope you're doing well. Well, Rick, Rob's pretty happy camper, feeling really good. Tomorrow, I'm going in to have my stitches removed from the amputation site on my foot. From one of my toes, and that's going to be good. I can wear regular street shoes while wearing this Herman Munster boot that I got right now. Well, yesterday I fired up the Swan 500, my fabulous $10 reel I got from the Savara Group, and worked a guy in Corey, New York on that thing because, boy, Rob, that old Swan sounds great. Another guy chimed in. He had the same Swan 500 I had, and we even had the same microphone. A Shure Model 450 dust mic. They both sound good. It's kind of neat hearing what I hear and hearing what he heard. That's pretty cool. All right, Rick, I'm doing fine. Yeah, enjoyed the day. Yeah, I've been down here playing radio and worked on my jukebox. KAVAJ came over. We had to work on it because I quit working a big Jones plug that plugs into the selector mechanism. Worked its way out, but we got to plug back in and zip-tied it. So it didn't matter if I was just playing a song, She Sure Was Love. Just before the net started, I thought I'd fire that up, but I really don't want to play radio music on the air. It's kind of forbidden, so. All right, Rick, I'll hand it back to you. I'll be around for the 73 round again, feeling a lot better, and I'm glad playing rail. Okay, KC, VOA in the group, Q, Charlie, Dr. Lima, take it away, Rick.
Well, good hearing from you, Rob, and we'll pick you up around a 73 round. In the meantime, you stay healthy and no infections. We'll go to KEA-PCQ with N8ERL on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Dave, KCBOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Well, I tend to have a little ADHD, and I decided today that I would get on the sweepstakes. So I had a couple hours to play. I got like 25 in, and out of 25, I only have one duplicate states, so I may go back on after the net. I just, for me, it's hard to try and operate computer, radio, microphone, and write. But having a blast with it, it was really good. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Well, thank you there, Dave, and good luck. And from that Dave to the other Dave, NADRL, you're up with KDPAZ standing by. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. Well, Lions game today was, they're kind of definitely have recovered from last week, even though they won, wasn't their best game. But they were pretty awesome today, and I guess the Jaguars, which were missing their starting quarterback and best running back, and but they still didn't have much for the Lions. And it was a fun game to watch. And yeah, Dave, sweepstakes is it's a great contest. I'm glad that you're enjoying it. It's a one thing about ARRL contests. There's a lot to do when you make a contact. They always seem to have a lot of stuff in there that you have to say. I think if you didn't have to do all that stuff, you could make more contacts. But that's great, Dave. Glad you're having a good time. And enjoying, still kind of having an Indian summer in the 50s today. Nothing to complain about there. Rick, it's going to be one and done tonight. Everybody have a good week. KCBOA and ADRL.
You have a good night and a good week in 73 to you, Dave. Next we'll go to KDAPAZ. Mitty, go ahead and pick it up, and we'll do a standby after you.
KCHBOA, this is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. And, Rob, I'm doing fine. Yesterday went to Fort Wayne. My daughter Jennifer and my granddaughter Emily took me to Fort Wayne and really enjoyed it there. Bought a couple of cans of air, and that's about all I bought, but enjoyed seeing all the guys there that I know and had a good time. So this is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, very good. I'm glad you made it down to Fort Wayne and back safely and so forth. Had a good time. Are there any stations wishing to join the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. KCUVOA.
This is NAKPR, Bob, Frank Muth. Good evening.
Good evening there, Bob. There was a station in there before you, but it wasn't quite readable. If that station would try again, please. Try it again. KCBOA.
Sure, this is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu November. That's KE8ABN and Greg from Beaverton, Michigan.
Okay, we're having a difficult time reading you there, Greg. KE8AZN, you are coming through, but a lot of static. All right, go ahead and pick it up. It's your turn. KCBOA. Greg, only about 25% of that was readable. Sorry about that. Next we'll go to NAKPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up.
Good evening, everyone. Not a whole lot happened around here. Went out and did some leaves this afternoon, and I been working on the basement floor, getting the paint off of it. And I found these. I seen it on YouTube because I googled it. You know, how am I? What's the best way to do this? Because I did half the basement. I just kind of like sanded it, and the paint doesn't. It's okay right now, but you know, it comes off easy. I don't like it, so I was trying to find a different way of doing it. But anyways, I found this guy had he put it on an angle grinder, and it's got these teeth on it, and it literally it'll tear the paint off and go into the cement. So you got to be careful with it. But you know, you're on your hands and knees, and it's hooked up to a vacuum, a shop vac, and I got a respirator on, and but it doesn't seem to make any dust with the vacuum hooked up to it, so that's a good thing. So nothing else is getting dusty, but that really works. It's a little hard on your hands and arms and whatnot, but so I just do like a 3x3 foot section at a time, but that works pretty slick, really, and the paint shouldn't have no problem sticking to that stuff. But then I said, I got some leaves done today, I still haven't got my motorcycle winterized. I gotta put some gas in it and run it for a little bit, and it don't look like the weather's getting any warmer out, so maybe I'll have to put on a snowmobile suit. Whatever. Back to that, NAKPR.
Well, thank you there, Bob. And the previous owner of this house had painted the floor with porch and deck enamel down here in the basement, and I found if you got any water on it, it would cause the paint to pop up. That might be an idea. I don't know what kind of fluorine you got down there. But just water popped my floor paint up. So that worked out well. Next, we're going to do KC8YVF. Go ahead and pick it up, Ron. KC8BOA.
All right, Rick. Good to hear everybody in there. Greg, good to hear you in there. Yeah, you were a little scratchy. I could catch most of it. But yeah, just not quite making it in strong into the repeater tonight. I know you've been in here before, and it's actually worked out pretty good. So anyhow, coming up Thursday is our next Aries training. This is going to be on Mishtastic. So if you're interested or not even sure what Mishtastic is, come on in for our training on Thursday. It'll be at 7 p.m. out at Harry Brown Airport, run about 2 hours. If you got some Mishtastic devices, bring them with you so we can do a little show and tell with it. I have a computer there, I have cable there, so if we need to program, update your firmware, whatever, we can do that as well. For me, that's what I did yesterday too. I was able to get all of my devices updated, even the one up on the roof. That one got updated, which is the Wise Block. I had some issues with the display, so I took the unit down, brought it in the shop, found I had a pin. One of the pins on the display was the bad solder, so I resoldered the pin, checked all of the contacts, everything was good. Plugged it back in, I still have no display, so I'm not sure what's going on. I even bought a couple extra displays for other projects. Switch the display to see if that would work. Nope. So no matter what I plug into it, which display, it doesn't work. So not a big thing. It's up on the roof. I don't see the display anyhow. It's just when I'm programming it or have to do some work up there, I have something to go by. So it would be nice to have that on it. So I'll have to go back and do some troubleshooting, but at least it's updated. Let me break. So anyhow, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, out at Harry Brown Airport, come on down. I sent out information to the ECs of 5 counties. We'll see how many, if we get any extra guys in there. ERL, Dave, Chris Rose was coming. He asked on an email today if you were coming down because I guess he owes you some money. So he would like to pay you at that point, I guess. So hopefully you'll be able to come on Thursday as well. So. Anyhow, good Lions win today, boy. And right now I'm watching, rooting for Buffalo here to knock off Kansas City. Right now Buffalo's up 29-21. They just scored again with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go. So come on, Buffalo. We need you to knock them off. That way Kansas City is no longer undefeated. They are would be nine and one, and so are the Lions. So help us out a little bit. Fat Rick, thanks a lot for doing the net. I'll talk to you later. I made some upgrades to the 3D printer, so we'll see if it's going to work, and I got to do some more programming on it. So talk to you later. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. KC8YVF.
You have a good week there, and we'll see you there Thursday night and Friday night as well. Next, we're going to KC8SDL. Rob, go ahead and pick it up.
All righty then, brother, you're doing a great job as usual. Good fine bunch of ham operators and lady operators and all that good stuff on the Savara net. Okay, KC is the OA in the group. She goes, Charlie, she does prima. Yeah, like I said, my friend KAD and JK Morgan got my jukebox going. Yeah, I got a 1955 AMI jukebox, 100 records it takes. It was built in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I got it very cheap. It come from a bar and the down south. That thing had full of beer zip ties. It had, oh, God, it was horrible. But I tore it all apart. I only paid $50 I paid $100 for it. I got a company called Victory Glass. It has a kit of a manual, schematic, service notes, what have you. That was for $50 in shipping. That come in really good because most of the zip cord in that jukebox you could put between your thumb and forefinger and it would dissolve. So I think God didn't try to power it up, Rick. When I first got it, we would have had a lot of smoke out of the wires. But I got it working. That was pretty good. I listened to Service Love. That's a classic tune from the movie To Serve With Love. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, yeah, I did. Dave got on the contest. I worked a few stations this morning, but I had other things I had to do, so I did listen to. But the contest was all over the band, you know, 80s through 10 and whatever. It was pretty cool. So, okay, Rick 73, have a good week. You take care of my good friend and play a lot of radio. KC, VOA and the group, Keel, Shirley, Sirzo, good night, Rick. 7-3.
7-3, Rob. Next, we'll go to KEAPCQ with KD8PAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up, Dave. KC8VOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Yeah, I'll be there. I'm planning on Thursday. I've got a few extra batteries and some extra pieces I've got with mine. So we'll bring the goodies out and go from there. With that said, everybody have a good week. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow night on the net. KAPCQ, 7-3s, back to net.
7-3 there, Dave, and you have a wonderful week, and we're looking forward to having a face-to-face with you there Thursday. Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ with KE8AZN on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Minnie. KCBOA.
Well, good evening again, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Greg and Bob there. Good to hear them in there tonight. Like you said, Greg was a little low, but I could hear him now and then. But other than that, today I didn't do anything. Just sat here and relaxed and enjoyed the peaceful quiet. And after my trip to Fort Wayne, I needed to relax. So that's what I did today. Other than that, I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you, Minnie. You have a wonderful night, and we're looking forward to hearing you tomorrow night. KE8AZN. Greg, go ahead and pick it up with NAKPR on standby. KC8VOA.
Well,
all
right,
there's still a lot of static and noise in the background there, but go ahead and proceed. KCVOA.
Well, awesome. All right. So I'm glad to hear everybody tonight, and I would say I'll try to consider there that Thursday night. It is quite the trip out there through deer-laden woods, but hey, you know, I'll consider that. Hey, again, I wish everybody 73 and everyone have a great and fantastic evening. This is KDA-AZN, back over to Net Control. Thank you.
73 there, Greg. You have a wonderful week and looking forward to seeing you. And don't forget, Savar has a net tomorrow night at 9 p.m. as well. NAKPR Bob, go ahead and pick it up. KCAVOA.
I got it. Yeah, I was just, I'm like Ron. I was watching the Bills game here, too. They're at 30-21, and there's only a minute and a half left, so there's no way they can lose. At least, I hope not. Well, with that said, I'll be on here tomorrow night and do the thing there in the mesh-tastic. I kind of looked at that on the internet, and I don't know if it's something I'm interested or not, but I think I might just show up at the show up Thursday just to hear the spiel on it, see what it's all about, see what it's really about from, you know, people that actually use it. So it sounds interesting, but I don't know if I'm into it. We'll find out though. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Rick. Good job, and I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. Back to Net Control at NAKPR.
Well, thank you, Bob. Are there any other stations wishing to join the net? Please call now, KCBUA.